India 06, number making Echolink call. Making call on Echolink.
KDAC.
India 06, uniform, November, making another Echolink call.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KA9SSH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KA9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net, taking pre-DAC check-ins. Do I have any pre-DAC check-ins for the Savara Net? Call now.
This is... Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Dos Lima, Rotten DC, no traffic, Ron.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, I got you in there, Rob. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Savara Net? This is... KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic. Okay, Mike, got you in there as well. Any other pre-net check-ins? This is
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave Bay City. I will be in and out, 7-3 guys.
All right, Dave Agachi is in and out. Stand by, everyone. We'll take get the net started here in just a couple of minutes. KC8YVF. Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, was in and out, KC8SDL, and KD8MMH. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins that are on short time, in and out, or are mobile. Please call now.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha. Check me in and out. KCBOA.
Okay, Rick, thanks for checking in. I have you in and out. Any other in and out mobile or short time stations? Call now. All right, we'll continue on to Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations, please check in now.
This is KD8ZXR, West Tampa, Florida. No traffic.
All right, Horst, I have you in there on Echolink. Any other Echolink stations, please call now. Okay, we'll continue on to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net. Call now.
Adib, WEDW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KDA-DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin, Township, no traffic.
This is
NADUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, do we have any additional check-ins for the net before I run down the list that I have? Call now. Okay, I have from Echolink here, I have Horse KD8ZXR. From regular check-ins, Rob KC8SDL, KD8MMH, KD8PCQ Dave was in and out. KC8VOA, Rick was in and out, W8DW, KD8PAZ, N8KPR, and N8EUI. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections? Call out.
me in and out. Ron, give it a severe. All right, Jeff, I got you in and out here. Thanks for checking in tonight. All right, we'll go ahead and start at the top of our list here. We're going to go first up the horse on the Echolink on our normal progression here. And then stand by KD8 SDL or KC8 SDL. Good evening, horse.
This is KD8 ZXL, horse down in Tampa. Just trying to stay warm. It's warmer down here than it is up north, but it's going to get down into the low 40s down here overnight and only in the 60s during the day. Been a pretty good week this week, Thanksgiving, quite a weekend, didn't do much. Went shopping to a couple of flea markets looking for odds and ends, but didn't find anything. Right now, just settling in and thinking about going up to St. Augustine for a few days to see the lights and maybe over to Disney Springs. Not much else going on down here. All the Christmas decorations are up. We're just waiting for the snow to fall. This is KD8 ZXA back to net control.
All right, Horace, thanks for checking in tonight. It's good to hear from you. Make sure everything's okay with you. Sorry about the weather. It'd be nice if it was a little warmer down there. I know I got a friend that's visiting some friends over in North Carolina, and he said it was only in the 40s for the daytime high, so it's not warm really any place, probably until you get down to Key West, something like that, Miami maybe, but yeah, the whole country is kind of in a little cold spell here at the present time. So, all right, we'll go to our regular check-ins here. KC8 SDL, stand by, KD8 MMH. Good evening, Rob.
Yourself there, Mr. Rod. KEC8YVF in the group. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Dos Lima. Okay, we'll follow railroad. You won't have any railroad stories today. Hi. Okay, well, I had a good day. A matter of fact, a man named Jason, KE8BGT, just got his general class ticket a while ago. And if you remember, I put that Hot Water 100 heat kit on up for sale. Well, he talked to me last fall about it, and he said, I want that radio. So we settled on a price, which wasn't very much. So he got a Hot Water 100, the microphone, a D104 with a new element in it. Power supply has all been recapped via me and Gary, WGHRCU, and a station speaker, a cable between radio and supply, and basically... man cave, I had a TV tray in here. Boy, oh boy, Ron, talk about an old room. That was quite a challenge, though. Had wires strung up all around. Anyway, sir, got it on the air. He picked it up this afternoon before I had to go to my doctor's appointment. And he made a few calls. He worked a guy in Illinois, and he worked a guy in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he was quite pleased with it, so... I hooked it for him there and showed him how to hook it up, how to adjust the various controls on it. And he packed it up in his car and left me, and I had to go turn right around and go to the foot doctor. The foot doctor appointment was rather well. The foot is healing. I'm glad to hear that, Ron. So that was me this morning or this afternoon, so I'm down here playing radio and listening to you fine folks. So I'll hand it back to you there for the 7-3 round. I will clear with KC-YVF in the group. So, Charlie, she's out of Quayma. Take it away, Ron.
All right, Rob. I'm glad that you found a buyer for your Hot Water 100 there. Hopefully he enjoys it and all the care in that you've taken with that radio and that. Some of those old radios are very nice as far as operation and that of those. And it takes some dedicated people to keep those in operation and to do what you do with them. So, never been one of the old radio type of guys. My oldest radio, I don't know, it's kind of technology wise, is my Kenwood. What is this? Or the TS480. It's about 15 years old, so that's about my oldest radio that I have, as far as in my HF type of gear. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH. I imagine you got a couple announcements for us, and stand by W8DW. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Yes, we have an announcement. This Friday, December 6th, will be our December club meeting and also our annual Christmas potluck. So everyone's welcome. We'll also be nominations and elections, too. So it will start at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock this time because of the potluck. So mark that on your calendars. Show up, bring a friend. And also, your opinion on this too, Ron, seeing as though we're going to do the food first and then we'll have the meeting after, do you think we should do online as well for the meeting, or pretty much everyone that's going to be at the meeting for the potluck? You know, it's kind of hard to tell when we're going to be doing the meeting too. So let me know your thoughts on that. If we have time, I'll be doing just a little small presentation on a new app that's out there. It's been out for a little bit, called What Three Words. Kind of a handy little app for location. And other than that, I think that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go-around too, Ron. So I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you at our potluck and club meeting, Bring a Dish to Pass, this Friday night at 6 o'clock. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
All right, Mike, thanks for the information. On your question, I still think we should do an online. There may be some people that don't come out for the dinner prior to it. With the cold weather or something, so I would still do the online portion of it. If nobody shows up, okay, but at least we offered it to it for any club members that aren't able to make it out. I want to try and include as many people as possible. Second thing, I'll make a continuation of that. Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m., is our annual Savara Aries Award breakfast. It's going to be at the, and if Minnie corrects me, I sent it out today, and I think it's the Riverside Family Restaurant in Freeland. So whatever the Riverside Family Restaurant in Freeland, that's just north of the light at Freeland Road there on the west side of the road. There are two restaurants there now. There is the Family Restaurant, which as you pull in is on the left, and then they have kind of an after hours or whatever they call it, kind of the after hours place on the right. So both owned by the same company, but original restaurant's on the left as you pull in the parking lot. I've reserved the room in the back of the restaurant for us. Can't guarantee there won't be other people in there, but I told them roughly 12 to 15 people to expect for the breakfast. So hopefully, they said at 8:30 in the morning it shouldn't be a problem. We should have pretty much the room to ourselves. Let me break. So yeah, those are the things that are coming up at least this weekend. The meeting, as Mike said, on Friday, and then the Aries breakfast will complete. We'll not have any other Aries training. It's combines it all into one. So. All right, next up on the list, Dave, WEDW, and then we'll do a station break. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCYVF, WEDW. Okay, yeah, finally got all the leaves done. I got three 30-gallon barrels out at the road today for pickup tomorrow. That'll be the end. I finished that up last week, the day before Thanksgiving. I figured that anything that fell after that was going to stay on the ground. So there are a few leaves on the ground yet, but looks pretty good. We worked on Christmas lights, got those up,
finished that today. Thanksgiving, we had prime rib. I made prime rib, and that was very good, so we did that. I still got one little piece left, so I'm sort of babying that one, made some sandwiches out of it today, so that's pretty good. That's about all I got right now, Ron. Thanks for doing it. I'll turn it back to you there. KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, same here. Saturday, I did get out and pick up the rest of the leaves that were in the backyard. Luckily, my neighbor's tree was finally all down, and there was my backyard was pretty full again, but by Saturday when I went to get it, there wasn't a lot left. I don't know where they all went. Well, a lot of them went behind my shed, so I had to get behind there and blow out as much as I could back there. The spring will have to pull everything out of there and clean it out better, but it got what it's got, and I only got one bag. I managed to stuff everything into one of those paper bags and got that all done. Sunday, my neighbor started working on her backyard, finally, and she had probably 15 to 20 bags out at the curb this morning. So last day for pickup of the leaves, good timing. Saturday had a little dusting of snow underground, but I was able to rake up what I needed. And like you said, there are still some out there scattered here and there around the lawn. If I wouldn't have had the snow, I probably would have taken the hand mower, self-propelled mower, and went across the backyard to pick the rest of them up and behind the fence, behind my garden fence. I know there's some back there that I didn't get to, but they'll stay there until spring, and hopefully they blow away some other place before then. So got that taken care of. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, we'll continue down the list with KD8PAZ Mini and standby NAKPR. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all you guys on the net here. It's good to hear everyone in here. You're right, Ron. It is Riverside Family Restaurant on Midland Road. I looked it up in the phone book just to make sure, so you have got it right there. Anyway, I put up another couple of things for Christmas. I got a blow-up cardinal that my granddaughter bought me, so I put that up, and then I got another thing that shows Santa Claus and his sleigh and reindeer that signs up on the house. So other than that, I got all my lights up that's going to go up this year. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, mine I got up last week. So I think, what was it, Wednesday I picked up the last string of lights that I needed. Somehow I came up short of string for one of the bushes, and I had to go up to Menards. Friday I stopped up there and picked up another string of lights, and later in the afternoon after all the hoopla was done, and got those put on Friday. So yeah, all of mine are up that are going to go up this year. I got a bunch more up in the attic that really has no place to go anymore. So it's as good as it's going to get for this year. And that's good because the weather is cold. And, of course, with the cold weather, my car I've been having some problems with. It's time for a new battery. And, of course, it never lets you know until we get a cold snap like this. And twice I've gone out to start it because I haven't drove it in a few days and it wouldn't start. So it's back on the battery charger tonight. I will attempt to get it started tomorrow. If it works, I'll take it to work and back. And it's Friday. I've got Friday off from work. I'll be out to the stores to buy a new battery. Unfortunately for that car, it's not a simple task as some of the old ones were. I have to remove some support structure underneath the hood. There is a circuit breaker box that's underneath there for fuses and breakers. I have to remove the cover and then unbolt the breaker box from the body of the vehicle. I have to try and push that out of the way. And then my cooling hoses are also in the way. So it is a tough struggle to get that battery out of it. If they would have gave you an inch in either direction, it would have come right out. But they crammed it in so much. And summer it's a little easier because the hoses are flexible. In the winter, it's going to be a bear to get it out and to get the new one in. So that's my task. Again, that'll be Friday in the driveway in the cold, hopefully at least to get a little sun and not too much wind. But that's my Friday project morning to replace the battery. All right, next up on the list, we go to Frankenmuth, NAKPR, standby NADUI. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ryan, everybody else on that. Don't you love engineers, Ryan? They're not mechanics, they're engineers. They just got to make it fit. The mechanics got to figure out how to get it out. Oh, God, I hate that stuff. But that's what they do. Well, Thanksgiving went down to St. Louis, Missouri. My daughter that lives down there and my other daughter lives in Cleveland, Ohio. She went, her and her family went down there also. And so we had Thanksgiving down there. And since everybody was together, my daughter lives in St. Louis there, hired a photographer to take family pictures. So I had to do that on Friday, and it was cold. It wasn't any warmer there than it was here, so it was cold. And we left on Saturday. My one daughter that lives in Cleveland, she left on Friday. We left on Saturday, and it actually snowed in St. Louis, too. But we got out before it started snowing there, but we did hit some snow in Michigan, but roads are just damp. Then today, I figured, well, okay, the leaves are reasonably dry. I'll do my last thing around the yard and pick up all the leaves, and I got basically all the leaves picked up, 95% of them. Now I was going to just pick up some stragglers and then cut the front of the yard a little bit lower than I normally do. But my belt broke, and I don't know what happened there. I just bought it in the springtime, so maybe I got something else going on. Normally they last 5, 6, 7 years, but whatever, it broke. So either I think I'll wait for a warm day and tear it apart and buy a new one, put it back in there, and maybe finish the job up. But if not, I got springtime. I got to wait till the spring. But that's it for this round. Back to net control, sitting at KPR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, it always seems like things like that break or go wrong when you need it. For me, like I said, at least I got things picked up. I did get the battery taken out of the riding lawnmower, so that's in the basement here for the winter. That was my last task out there, so basically everything outside is buttoned up at this point, waiting for whatever Mother Nature brings us. I just hope it doesn't bring what Gaylord got. They got, at one point, one thing I seen, they got like 28.5 inches. On the ground, it came basically all in one day. I know there's more snow squalls that are coming off the lakes. The thumb was supposed to get it tonight. Wind was supposed to change. They're supposed to get 3-4 inches along the coast of the thumb tonight, plus still what's coming off Traverse City, Cadillac, Gaylord, up Petoskey and all that area up there is getting it. They said all of the ski runs are open, so all of the ones up north there that are in that area are open for business with a nice base, and it's kind of like, well, for November, it's good for them. They're in those snow belts, and they're there for a reason, I guess, because they do get it. All right, next up on the list, we have NADUI, and then we'll take another break. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Hello, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving also. On our end, we had only 5 people at our Thanksgiving. It was a small gathering, but we had just as much, we had a lot of food, and it means a lot of, with only 5 people, we had a lot of leftovers, so we're still eating some leftovers right now. So that's pretty good, too. It's always, I like turkey leftovers. Let's see, when did we get here? We had Thanksgiving, and then the next day, Friday, myself and, gosh, there must have been about 12, 13 of us, we made Italian sausage. I'm always invited to my wife's sister's husband's family. They're Italian heritage. And the tradition, the family tradition is the day after Thanksgiving, they make a kind sausage. And it's actually very, very good, too. It's got, I don't know what the ratio is, but there's beef, pork, and then, of course, Italian wine, some little water in the batch, hot pepper flakes, pecorino cheese. It's a kind of, it's a hard cheese, similar to Parmesan, but it's got a little more. I think it's more pungent. And along with wine, Italian wine, and salt, and I think there's oregano in it. Anyways, they mix it all, and we grind it through this big, get this old, like a 90-year-old grinder that was salvaged from some meat market years ago. It was rebuilt, and it's a heavy-duty thing, and we run it through two grinds. We grind it once, and then we fry some up, taste it, and then you have to add a little bit of this or take away a little bit of that, and we taste test it, and we have it on a little, we fry it up on a little burger, and then you put it on spats and bread. We taste it and check it out for flavor, and if it checks out, then we make the rest into a second grind. And then we make sausage and then also breakfast patties out of it, too. And then we vacuum seal it, and we got 10 pounds of it. So we'll freeze it and then eat it throughout the upcoming year. So
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, and that was what we did on Friday, and then we got home Friday about, after we cleaned up the area, we got home about put up the lights, outdoor Christmas lights, and it was kind of breezy out. We don't have a lot of lights, we have a ranch-style house, so it's just one level, so I get on an 8-foot ladder and put the lights up, my wife helped me, and it took about an hour and a half to put the lights on, and the lights being put around our exterior garage lights. And like I said, it was pretty breezy that day, too, and I'm glad to get that done. And then we put the tree up, Christmas tree up yesterday, and then I just got back just when the net began, from a basketball game over at Catholic Duval Central. So it was a pretty busy weekend for us. So I'm going to take a break right now. I'm going to toss it back to you and hear what everybody else has to say. And I'll catch you on the 73 round. This is NAEUI.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I've seen the pictures you put up on Facebook of that. That looked like quite a group there doing that. I know that you do that every year. Sounds really good, especially since you had wine in there twice. So, you know, a little in the sausage, a little for the group, a little more for the sausage, a little more for the group. Just makes everything go much better, that's for sure. And like I said, yeah, got the lights up, bulk of mine the week before, because I knew it was supposed to be cold this weekend. But usually that's my Thanksgiving task, is Friday and Saturday, getting the lights up. For me, it takes a better part of probably 3 to 4 hours to get the bulk of them up, and then usually I come back for the next couple of nights and get the spiral trees up and the wreaths up and the garland around the window and a few other things. So first thing I always try to do is get the ones up around the roof line. I get up on the roof to do the peak because it's a lot easier doing it from the roof than trying to go up the extension ladder. So I was able to get those done, so I avoided the real cold weather for the majority of it, so that's the good thing. And usually I don't turn them on until December 1st, but since Thanksgiving was so close, I turned them on that night. That way the guests that were here were able to see them before they left on Thanksgiving night, so that's a good thing there. All right, this is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list. The horse down in Tampa, KD8ZXR, stand by KC8SDL. Good evening again, horse.
This is KD8ZXR, horse down in Tampa. Well, I finally managed to renew my license this week. The FCC license, it just kept kicking me out, wouldn't take my passwords. After about 20 tries, I finally got that all settled in. Other than that, not much else going on. You guys up there, stay warm and stay safe. And we'll see you guys in the spring. KD8 is ZXR, back to net control.
All right, Horace, you are not alone in trying to renew your license through that system. I have known a lot of guys and gals that have had that same problem. I know Mike MMH and I and Tom and that, we had to help Mike Linton, N8XPS, get his. He had tried, couldn't get through, and we spent better of 2 hours, Mike did, trying to get him through and get it done. I guess got lucky. I got through, had everything prepared at least that I thought. I got through and got the license renewed. I got to the portion where you needed to pay, and it changed from the FCC to the Treasury Department side of it, and that's where the kind of the broken thing is there. I did manage to finally, I couldn't find it, where to pay. It took you to the web page, and it's kind of like, where do I pay? And I kind of gave up on that day. I worked for quite some time. I came back the next day. And all of a sudden, there's a button there. Now there's a button on the screen that basically says, you know, click here, pay here, something that wasn't readily apparent like the day before. So clicked on that, paid my money, got through. So it was a little bit of a chore, but there's been lots of stories like yours that has taken multiple times, multiple tries. Passwords wouldn't take the FRN number, all sorts of things. So again, government agencies where the FCC system doesn't talk to the Treasury Department system to take the money, and the integration is definitely not good. So you're not alone there. All right, Rob, you're up next on the 73 round, KC8SDL, and then we're down to WADW. Go right ahead, Rob.
Hey, very good. KC8YZF in the group. You'll surely answer those when you want. Yeah, like I said, they had a good day today. There was my friend Jason. That went all good. And I appreciate the kind words about my experience. I'm no expert. Mr. WJDW, who knows more than I'll ever know, but I'll tell you one thing, I like Mr. Day very much. Anyways, not a lot of things to see here. I got appointments this week to go to the doctor. My missus is finally going to have her surgery done on Wednesday, and I'm hoping that all goes with her well. Just to let everybody know there, you know, that I hope that you folks would think of her if I would, if you would, please. I'd appreciate that. So I'll let you know next week how it went. So, but yeah, that's what's going on Wednesday. So yeah, busy week for the doctors and this, that, and the other. Will it ever end? Probably not, Ron. Well, I'm glad you got your Christmas lights put up and got your equipment put away. Yeah, those batteries. Yeah, my missus's car, the batteries and the inner fender well. Who in the heck would put a battery up in a fender well? You gotta take it into a garage, Tanrock did it, you gotta pull the tire off it, the mud shield and the fender, and that's where that battery is. And to dump it, because we had to dump it one day, there's a little terminal underneath the hood, so it's a dump post. Yeah, I tried to put jumper cables on that. That was quite the thing. Well, my neighbor come over with his big truck, and we got it started. And, oh, well. But I've been starting the car almost every day here just to make sure the stupid thing starts. But, that's another story. So, let me see here. Yeah, like I said, I had a good Thanksgiving here. We didn't go anywhere. But like I told you on the gratitude night the other day, we just stayed at home. So, all right, Ron, 73, you take care. We'll catch you down long, and you guys are really good bunch of fellas out here, and ladies. I'm just aware of that. Yeah, every time I look at my Swan, I have a smile radio. Yep, my $10 Swan, I love that radio. So, all right, Ron, sounds great. Have a good week, and we'll catch you down the log. KC8, YV up. KC8, let's go. Sounds great, Ron.
All right, Rob, thanks for checking in. And like I said, yeah, the battery's on things. This battery on the car was 5 years old last month. And this is, the car's 14 years old, so that's my third battery. I had the original. I replaced it 5 years ago, and now I've got to replace it again. So I guess, you know, three batteries in 14 years isn't too bad, but it depends. You talk about location. My brother had a Chevy Lumina. He needed to replace the battery. He looked all over the car. And finally, he had to take it in the shop. He said, you know, a battery is something basically anybody should be able to do. He couldn't find it. It was in the fender well underneath the windshield washer tank. So you had to remove some body parts off the vehicle, remove the windshield wiper tank, and underneath that tank down in the fender well was the battery. Good place for a battery when you have liquid above it. So he had to pay to have it done because he said they had to, you know, basically disassemble part of the car to get to it. We had a Pontiac, my wife had a Pontiac Bonneville where the battery was underneath the back seat. Well, the nice thing about that battery was in pristine condition. That lasted 10 years because it was in environmentally controlled. It was cool in the summer and warm in the winter, so it was in the perfect place for that. The only problem, though, they had a problem that, and at some point they made some modifications. There were several cars that caught on fire because people would sit in the back seat and the spring of the back seat made contact with the battery terminals underneath there and set the seat on fire. So I had checked mine, and there was provisions to stop that. Let me break. One of our past presidents, Keith DeLong, had a Bonneville as well, and that happened to him. He put some really heavy things in his back seat, and it shorted the battery, and he was in the car when he started smelling smoke and realized what was going on, stopped the car, and it had burnt the foam rubber underneath the seat. It didn't have the additional material or items on there to prevent that was happening. So some weird places they put those batteries. To get to those. All right, next up on the list, WADW, standby, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Rod. KC8YVF, WADW. Not a whole lot more. We're just trying to stay warm. Looks like this weekend could maybe get into the 40s, so that sounds good, but I got most of my stuff done outside, so I do still have a few more things to get done and put away, so I'll be doing that. We went in the trailer today. I had to take the cover zips open on one side. I got in there and had to do a couple things and look for a couple things that I was missing, so we did that today and got that button back up, but anyway, that's all I got. The 73s, have a good one, and thanks for doing it there, Rod. KZYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, yeah, that's what I did Sunday, too. I got my pop-up parked out at a storage lot off on Lawndale, across from Lawndale Estates out there where Mike has his camper as well. And I throw a heavy tarp over it and bungee it down, and I said, well, I'm going to go out and check it. I put it out there a couple of weeks ago, and I'm glad I did. One of the bungee cords had come loose, and one of the corners of the tarp had come up. The wind had got underneath it and lifted it up. So got the cover back down, redid the bungee cord, so hopefully it stays there. So once a month or so, I'll go out there and check it to make sure everything's secure and that everything's good. But, yeah, I wish it was inside. Last year we had it in an inside storage, but they doubled the price from last year to this year, so it just didn't make any sense at that point. I wasn't paying that amount to put it in one of the inside storage lots. So, all right, Miss Minnie, KD8PAZ and standby and AKPR. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ, and Rob, I hope your wife's surgery goes very well. So anyway, not much more. I hope to see some of you on Saturday. So I, as you know, I won't be there Friday night, but I hope to be making out there Saturday. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Manny, we'll look forward to hopefully seeing you on Saturday. We were out to Chesapeake on Friday out that area. We went out to the Chesapeake craft show out at the middle school and the high school. Did that in the morning, and we went downtown to the Mexican restaurant there in Chesapeake for our mid-afternoon, early dinner. Usually we stay for the candle walk that they do in the Christmas parade. They do golf carts and four-wheelers parade through town. But it was so bitterly cold on Friday. The wind and the temperature, wife and I decided we really didn't need to stay out there for that long and get chilled to that point. We did it last year, and I think we both kind of got sick afterwards. So we decided not to do that, and even my daughter and the grandkids decided not to go back because how cold it was. So, yep, it was a good time, though. All right, next up on the list, NAKPR, standby NADUI. Good evening again, Bob.
Yes, sir, Ron. Yeah, not much else going on around here. I wish I would have been here. I think in Chesapeake this weekend, maybe, they're having a drone show with the Christmas lights. But, I know last weekend was Frank Booth did theirs, and they had a drone show. I was in St. Louis, so I didn't get to see it, but I think I would have went downtown just to watch it. I always thought them were really cool. I've seen them in other places, but, you know, I mean, just on TV, not in actual life. But that's kind of cool, the way they can program them things to do what they want to do. And speaking of drones, I normally, this time of year, I'll get the ladder out and crawl up and inspect my eaves, make sure the downspouts are clear and, you know, how many leaves are in there, blow them out, whatever. And I inspected them with my drone, which was kind of cool. Went down around the whole house and looked at all the eave troughs. And, yeah, I got a couple spots I got to clean out. So I know where they're at now, and I won't have to keep moving the ladder around to figure out where it's at. So that's that. Thanks for doing that, Ron. Everybody have a great week, and I'll turn back to that control. 73s, everyone. Back to that. And take care.
Yeah, Bob, I've got a drone as well, but I haven't used it for that. I still get up on the roof. I take the leaf blower up there and I walk around. I know the trouble spots where they usually are on both the front and back side of my garage. And in, across the front of the house at the one end is where the leaves normally accumulate. Why the other areas doesn't, I don't know, but that's where they do. So I got up there a couple times for about 2 weeks there. Every time Saturday I'd get up, blow those out first, blow them out around the house, and then pick them up. But when I did the lights on last week, and I was up there putting the lights around there, there was just a couple of spots, so I just picked them up by hand and took care of them that way. But, yeah, that's good, especially I know when I was doing my mother-in-law's house, the second story, so I would have to get up on the main roof and blow out the gutters, and then I'd have to take the 6-foot ladder and put it on the peak of the first story to get up onto the second story in order to get up there and clean the leaves out. So getting a little too old to do that stuff, so it'd be nice at least with the drone to get up and see if you really needed to get up on that second roof to check things out. That was a good idea. All right, last up on the list, NADUI, and then we'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Tom.
Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NADUI. Not much else. A couple things. Today, my wife and I, we went out and got the rest of the leaves off the grass. She went out and raked the leaves away from the fence and away from the lawn edging. And so I just get my lawn tractor and I throttle it down. So I don't want to, I have it down to a science where I throttle it down just so it's not enough for the blades to blow the leaves away, but actually creates a vortex and sucks them up into the side of the deck and mulches them all up, and then it blows into the grass catcher behind me, the bins. And we got about 3 bags of leaves, and I think that'll be it for the year. If it isn't, well, that's the way it's going to be, because that's the grass pickup for the township ended today, I believe. We're Saginaw Township South, so the leaf pickup ended today, but we have friends in the city, so we're just going to take them over to their house, and they'll gladly take them off our hands. And the city, I think the city extended their pickup another week or so that works out, because it was such a mild autumn that a lot of the leaves haven't fallen down from the trees. So we'll take it over to our friends over in the city, and they'll take the leaves away from us. And then we're rid of them for the year. So whatever leaves collect in the yard, what little there are, blows in from the neighborhood, that's the way it's going to be. They'll be there till spring. So, and let's see, what else? So we're looking forward to the potluck this Friday and the breakfast this Saturday. I'll get most of them. I'm bringing 2 pounds of pulled pork that I smoked about 3 weeks ago, I believe, and it vacuum sealed in the freezer. And I'll be bringing that Friday with some buns. So let me break real quick.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, I guess it's not going to time out. Anyways, okay, that's about it for me in a sense. So I'll see everybody Friday night at the potluck, and Saturday at the breakfast. So this is NAEUI 73, and hope everybody has a good week. Good night.
All right, Tom, yeah, I'm looking forward to trying your pulled pork there. You make that quite a bit, so I want to give that a try, that's for sure. I haven't figured out what we're going to bring yet. Wife asked me tonight. She said, well, what do you got to bring? I said, well, what do you want to make, or what do we want to make? But she usually ends up making it. Other thing, once back, we will be doing Winter Field Day again. I did post the information on the Winter Field Day website. Matter of fact, I finally went back in and checked to see what our final score was. So I did update the Savara page. So if you go back into the previous announcements, there's a link on there. You can go to the Winter Field Day page, and you've got the updated score that they posted. So a little bit different from what we had originally, from what I sent in. They came up with only 9 multipliers instead of 11 from the log. So it dropped our score a little bit. So we got 146 contacts, 9 multipliers, gave us a score of 2448, if I remember correctly. So again, not a lot of contacts usually in Winter Field Day, but we have a good time anyhow. So we are registered on the site once they get that. We were the first ones, I guess, put it up, because I looked at the map and they said there are no entries on the map. So we are probably registered as the first one up there. That's usually, they don't have the Winter Field Day site open for registration quite this soon. So somebody was doing a little overtime to get it ready. So we are registered for that and ready to go. Again, we'll see everybody on 6 o'clock on Friday. And then again on 8:30 up in Freeland there for the breakfast. And yeah, bring a friend, bring another hand, bring a spouse, come for breakfast, enjoy the morning. Because that will end our festivities for 2024. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do we have any additional check-ins? Call now. Do we have any other comments or rechecks for the net?
Ron, KCYVF, KCSL. We'll wave a hand in this thing. Many thank you very much for the kind words. I do appreciate that, man. Okay, Ron, that's all I got. 7-3 is back to Matt.
Okay, Rob, one other thing I just happened to think of, for anybody that has one of the ham clock devices or ham clock, there is another update. I just updated mine. It's 4.10, I think, is now the newest version out. So if you haven't updated, if you got one of those, there is a new update that's out for it. Added some new stuff for it again, made some corrections to it, so check that out. Me at the home front, I am working for those of you that are on Facebook that friends with. I posted a picture of one of my prints that I did for my grandson. I'm now working on my granddaughter's Christmas gift, at least 3D printed gift. This one will take a little longer. The first one for my grandson was about 8 hours. This is close to 31 hours of printing to do, so every night I come home and I start up at the printer and start to get some off tonight. So this one that I'm working on right now isn't scheduled to end until about 11, quarter after 11 tonight. So I'll be up a little bit to get this one off the printer before tomorrow. So, all right, let's go back to the list here and do my count. All right. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 11 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone. Have a great week. Hope to see you Friday or Saturday. KC8YVF clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.